Blog Talk Radio.
Together, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome everybody on this beautiful Sunday morning. Hopefully it's beautiful where you are. If it's not beautiful in the weather, then make it beautiful in the atmosphere by just as we sing to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Well, but it's a beautiful day here. The sun is shining. I think it's going to be a sunshiny day in the 90s today here in St. Louis. And we give God all the glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Good to see all of you here with us this morning. Amen. Pastor Mom is sitting here. She's doing well. She's feeling good. Nothing's hurting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And she's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Praise God.
Good morning, everybody. We come to you this morning with prayer in our minds, Lord. Just give it all to you, Lord.
Give it all to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being with us and stand by. Hold us all around and you know we need you, Lord, all the way. Lead us along the way. Our love. Give us the day and give us a good time. And for our members and our
and everybody.
Everybody. Amen. Lord, just bless us. Be with us and stand by us. Hold us out of our hands. Bless our
president.
Our president and use us and lead us along the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, with everything going on in the world right now, our president needs to be prayed for. He's still the authority that the Lord allowed to be in this country. Amen. And so we're lifting him up in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just praying that God will give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to know what to do, how to do, and when to do it, and give him the boldness to be able to do what he needs to do by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's go to our scripture today, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and we're going to read it together. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Then we're going to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Excuse me. Hallelujah. And then we're going to hear a song today, and we'll magnify the Lord with that song. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Lord was saying to me that, you know, we have been magnifying the Lord. We got our A through Z. And so we're going to, at this time, we're going to play some songs and to help us to add to our A through Z with the Lord. And periodically, keep yourself ready now. Periodically, we're going to have you to magnify the Lord. But for a little while, we're collecting some songs that say who he is. Hallelujah. And then, you know, so you can add to what you have. Praise God. This morning, we're going to hear how awesome he is and that he can move mountains. Amen.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Lift your voice.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome. Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Hallelujah. Our God, he's awesome. He's mighty. He's deliverer. He's protector. Hallelujah. That's our God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I hope you were taking notes, singing, praising God, and taking notes and adding to your who the Lord is, A through Z. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he is awesome. Amen. Amen, amen. And the Lord keeps emphasizing this to me. And amen, I'm just being obedient to what he is saying. And he says we need to know who he is to us and be ready to just come out of our lips at any time. Hallelujah. So even if you just learn a song about how awesome he is or some of the other wonderful songs that you're going to hear as we continue to magnify him and exalt him because he is so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So let's go to our declarations this morning. We thank the Lord that we're able to declare and decree some things. Job said in 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So we're continuing to declare and decree some things because we need things established. You know, every day as the days pass, we see a lot of things that look like it was established a long time ago that is falling apart. But those things that are of God, that's not going to fall apart. It's established if we declare and decree his word. Hallelujah. And light's going to shine upon our ways. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever, because he's awesome, right? Amen. And so his word is going to stand forever. You know, nations fall. Money is doing a free fall all over the place. So, and then inflation and hyperinflation and all of that, things are changing right in front of our eyes so quickly. We blink an eye, it was one way one day, and the next day it's another way, not to mention even the vaccine and, new words are coming through, like anti-vax, anti-vaxxer. I never heard of that word before. And so many things are changing, but the word of our God stands forever. So repeat after me these declarations. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness.
Or
disease.
To
come up on my body.
To come up on my body.
Every disease.
Germ.
Allergy. Allergic reaction.
And
every virus. That touches my body.
Dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ.
And every tissue.
Of my body.
Functions.
In the perfection.
That God created it. To function. And I forbid.
Any malfunction in my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And that comes from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Keep repeating. The Spirit of Truth.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
All things.
And he guides me. Into all truth.
Therefore,
I confess.
I have perfect
knowledge
of every situation.
And every circumstance
that I come up against.
For I ask for the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And here's one. Repeat after me. I have no lack.
For my God.
Meets all my needs. According to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus.
That's Philippians 4:19. Amen. And the other one that we read before this, that was John 16:13 and James 1:5. One more. Hallelujah. God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me? He has given me
everything I need.
For life and godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in
his divine nature,
of love.
That's Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm loving what Pastor Mom is doing over here. When we were saying the declarations, she put her hand on herself, on her chest, like, Stephen, is this mine? Is that what you was doing, Pastor Mom?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. She's like, this is my declarations. I'm declaring this. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you can do the same thing, because just receive it unto yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to have some praise and worship. I want Sister McDowell again to sing. You know, she has sent us some praise and worship here. And her and her family are going through some things right now. Her brother passed away, and his service is on, his homegoing is tomorrow. And then the doctor's reports are saying some things. We just been praying along with them. The doctor's reports are saying some things about her daughter, who's been on cancer treatments, who've been having cancer treatments for the past 6 years, from ages 12 to 18. And so so we are really standing in prayer with the McDowells, and believing that they'll be comforted tomorrow as they eulogize her brother, and even comforted as God is in the process of healing Angelina, who is a walking miracle of the Lord. Amen. Her name is Angelina, and whenever we say her name, the Lord says, say Angelina, a walking miracle of the, who is a walking miracle of the Lord. I'll say it again, Angelina, who is a walking miracle of the Lord. Hallelujah. In those 6 years with this neuroblastoma cancer, that is a lie, and we put that under the Lord's feet in Jesus' name, that she is still and yet alive, and we believe that she will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord all the days of her life, and that she'll live longer than her teen years, much longer, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. So as we do our praise and worship today with Sister McDowell, just, you know, join us in faith for healing, health, wholeness, and comfort, family. Amen. Hallelujah. I must tell Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll help us. Jesus alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love it when we can tell Jesus about things and we don't have to go into a long explanation because he understands. Amen. Every part of what is going on with us, even the parts that we don't even understand. And we just give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. So as I said before, let's continue to keep Sister McDowell, Pastor McDowell, and the whole family in prayer, including Angelina, who is a walking miracle of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our time of prayer over our finances. Oh, my goodness. I'm just like just so blessed at what God is doing. He is so faithful. You know, and I ask people to give a testimony about what God is doing in their finances, the good things that the Lord is doing in their finances, you know, and those who are, and I know, you know, those who are here with us, you have been tithing. You've been giving offerings. And so the expectation is that God is going to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And I wanted someone to come online and to give a testimony. Maybe they'll come and be able to give it themselves, but I'm going to give their testimony for them, a little bit of it anyway. Something happened. They were paying off, I think, their car payment. This was years ago, to a certain company that they were paying it. And so the car's been paid off a long time. Well, there was a class action lawsuit that came against this bank. I'm saying company. That came against this bank that was saying that the bank was charging too much interest on these loans years ago. And so we're talking about, you know, probably around maybe 8-10 years ago, because it's been paid off. They don't even have that car anymore. And so what happened was, in the class action lawsuit, they said there is money that's owed to you from that bank, and that money is going to come to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I thought about Pastor Price, I thought about you. You always say that God's going to give you those back blessings. Hallelujah. Those blessings from the past that the enemy tried to take in the past. And God's releasing those back blessings. And so I receive that as a word for all of us. Hallelujah. As we continue to give, as the Lord has given for us to give, we continue to do tithes and offerings, that some back blessings are going to show up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I tell some of Pastor Mom's testimony as well, that, I mean, we just didn't know. You know, my father passed away about a year ago, and so we didn't know really what kind of Social Security he was getting and all of that. And when things turned up and we found out, it got to be a real blessing. Hallelujah for Pastor Mom and for all of us. And so we give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. I don't even think he knew. And so we didn't find out anything until, you know, after. And thank God we had an opportunity to take good care of him before he went home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he's a blessing to us even today, and we praise God for him. Amen. And I think I'm just talking now, but I think, you know, in his younger days, he made sure that his family was taken care of, didn't he, Pastor Mom?
Yes, he did.
In his younger days, I mean, we lacked for nothing. He made sure everything was taken care of. And it's like God just held that, you know, even in his old age, even after many ups and downs and twists and turns, you know, his heart, the Lord made sure that my dad's heart, you know, what he really wanted done was done, even after he passed away. And so we thank God for that. God does, hey, he does all things well.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord. Let's go on to our prayer for finances. If you all ever have any testimony that you can share, that the Lord is leading you to share, because I know the testimonies are for a certain time. They're very precious. They're very, very precious. But when he has you to release them, you feel free to do it here because it'll be at just the right time. Amen. So repeat this prayer for finances with me. Amen. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose. May I be
a good steward.
Of all that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement.
As to how
it is to be spent.
Amen.
Amen. Give me wisdom.
To handle money.
Wisely.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost, devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I make
Will go a long way. I pray that I will not
be anxious about finances.
But will seek your kingdom.
First.
Knowing that as I do, I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as I was saying the prayer, I remember, some things have happened, people passing away, and we try to be a blessing to people, to their families, for people who have passed away. And the Lord asked us, or the Lord said, you know, go ahead and give, you know, this amount. And we were like, oh, not we, me. I was like, really, Lord, this amount? And he said, yes, absolutely. And the interesting part about it is that as soon as we gave, within a day or so, that came back, hallelujah, triple. So we thank God. Amen. He's an on-time God. He knows what he's doing, and he does all things well. Now, there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. And that is through Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also give at the door if you're here in the building, at the Heritage House, and we're in 2E. And you can also give, the third way to give is via mail. And you can make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And you all have been just so wonderful and gracious, and we praise God for each and every one of you because you've given in all these three ways and even more. And so we just thank and praise the Lord. Let's pray over our giving right now. For those who are writing out your checks right now, for those who are on Cash App and giving, and hallelujah. Lord God, right now we just lift up, also for the offerings and tithes that are in the basket right now. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless you, Lord God, tithers to you in the name of Jesus. You said that if we gave that 10%, that if we tried you on it, tested you on it, giving the 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that would be too much for us to receive. That overflow blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the overflow. Hallelujah. And then you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. That our money would not be lost. It wouldn't be stolen. It will not be devoured or destroyed or wasted in any way. Thank you, Lord God, for rebuking the devourer for our sake. There will be no holes in our pockets. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the ones who are givers, Lord God. Your word says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's overflow, running over, so that men will give unto your bosoms. Hallelujah. Amen. Even banks will give to you. Hallelujah. Even the IRS will say, oh, that's right, I owe you something. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for how he's going to do it. And we're happy with any way he wants to do it in the name of Jesus. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that he'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as he has promised us. We give you praise for it, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. As we get ready to go into our word for today, I want to acknowledge, just give a shout out to the people on the line. Today, I see Minister Rachel and her family, Pastor Price and family. I think that's Minister Amber, hallelujah. Minister Carrie, Sister Debbie, praise God. Minister Micheline, hallelujah. Sister Monica, praise God. Minister Mary, we just praise God for all of you who are here today. Just want to acknowledge you and acknowledge that we love you, and we thank God for seeing you here today with us. Amen. We're going to hear another praise song before we go into the word today, and the name of the song is Your Will by our dear friend, Minister Joy Bryant. Amen.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. And I want to live according to
your will,
cause I gotta have your blessings in
my life.
I'm presenting my body for
your will,
cause I want to have your glory in
my life.
I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
My body for
your
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your will, Lord God, your perfect will in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we want, Lord. That's what we want. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, yes, have your way, Lord God. Your will, your way, your purpose, your plan, Lord God. Oh, we bless you. We want your comfort. Hallelujah. We want to be in your zone, your comfort zone, Lord God, your convenience zone, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you as we go into this word today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That it's your word that will come through even out of the abundance of my heart. Hallelujah. That my mouth will speak your word. Hallelujah. Let it be an overflow of your word out of my mouth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then help us all to receive what you're saying, Lord God, to understand exactly what you're saying in our lives, Lord God, so that we can walk in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord God. And Lord, even we lift up each and every person who's here today, Lord, hallelujah, and those who will listen in the future. Touch our lives right where we are. Meet us. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us at the very point of our need right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Whatever that need is, thank you for meeting it and exceeding it in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're talking about comfort and convenience. And more than anything, we're talking about God's comfort and God's convenience, because we all have a comfort zone, and we have a convenience zone, you know, those areas that are comfortable and convenient to us. Hallelujah. So last week, we started this two-part series, and we began to talk about, you know, really what is comfort. I mean, a lot of times we say words, but we, you know, we may not even think about the full meaning of that word. Hallelujah. And so comfort is in a comfort zone, you know, is where our comfort is. We got a little zone, whether we know it or not, we kind of marked off a zone that where we're comfortable. And that's a place or situation where we feel safe or at ease without stress. And comfort is a feeling of safety and ease without stress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just know that many of our comfort zones have been, if it's like a little circle of comfort zone, it's been all stepped on, especially over the past year during the pandemic. There's been a lot of footprints in our comfort zone that wasn't our footprint. So it's been very interesting. And God wants us to, when we come out of our comfort zone and go into his comfort zone, and we'll be back and forth into that zone thing in a little bit. This is what God wants us to do. Amen. Where he wants to get us to. We were reading this last week, and we started with 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 3, I'll read it in your hearing. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Okay, so we start with that. We seal out on that just for a moment. That he is the God of all comfort. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when we're talking about comfort, God is in the midst of that because he is the God of all comfort. So we're talking about his comfort. Now, we have our own comfort that we get into, and I spoke about that, you know, we can make ourselves comfortable with different things. But when the God of comfort steps in, then we got some serious comfort. Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 4 says, start with the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. Amen. We're comforted by God. And when we get God's comfort, then we can truly comfort someone else. And we kind of talked last week about those things that comfort us. And I was talking about how I had all these pillows and I put them all around me. And that was like my little comfort. And the Lord, you know, kind of tugged on me and said, that's not the kind of comfort I want you to have. You know, I don't want a pillow to do that, you know, because I could, now if I comforted somebody else with that, with seven pillows or whatever, and it's like, they look at me like, what are you doing? What's up with you? And so when we comfort with God, comfort can go deep down into a heart, into a person's heart, and comfort them. But first, we have to be comforted by God. We have to receive God's comfort. Hallelujah. And when we get his comfort on the inside of us, then we can comfort others. We can bring cheer to others. We can bring encouragement to others. Hallelujah. Once we have his comfort. Amen. Amen. I was thinking about, as I meditated on this, I was thinking about, you know, Paul's letter to the Philippians in Philippians 4 and 12, and how he really stated that his comfort zone is really God's comfort zone. You know, what he had learned over time is to step into God's comfort zone. And so Philippians 4 and 12 says, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So he has learned. Paul was saying, you know, I've learned in whatever situation, you know, to be content in any of these situations, whether I abound, whether I or I'm abased, whether I'm hungry, and if I'm hungry, I'm not going to get hangry. Hallelujah, hungry and angry together, and he had learned to be content, and really to be comfortable, that was still his comfort zone. He still had a feeling of safety and ease in the Lord and in the power of his might, and not in stress, whether he was full or hungry, whether he was abounding or suffering need. And I thought about when the Lord took me into full-time ministry. And prior to that, I worked on a job that where I was making almost six figures, especially when when they gave us bonuses, I would get into the six-figure category. And I was used to having some money in the bank, some money in my pocket, and all of that. And then when the Lord called me into full-time ministry back in 2020, it was, no, it's not 2000. It was a difference. You know, I had to come out of my comfort zone, the comfort zone of getting a paycheck once a month. You know, the comfort zone of knowing that, you know, that was going to come. And the Lord took me out of that comfort zone And I remember as he began to do that, actually he told me to make sure I gave more, that I was seeding more, in different situations, at church and into people's lives. So that when it came time to have whatever I needed, I would have it. So he began to talk to me before he took me out of my comfort zone. So he prepared me for it. He didn't prepare me for all of it now, but he prepared me for some of it. And basically he let me know that he was going to be with me and that he was going to take care of me. And he said, you know, I was asking questions, trying to find out how he was going to do this, because actually he told me to leave the job and not to work anyplace else, and that he was going to take care of me. I was going to be working for him. And so I believed him. And, and then things happened in the company where they decided, a new president came in, and they decided to cut. They looked at, the chart of people who worked there or the chart of how the company was set up, and they decided to cut that whole side of the company where I was. See any need for this? And so it was just cut. And so prior to that, the Lord had told me, you're about to leave out of here. You know, sow seed so that your spiritual garden is growing well. Amen. And the things that you have that you need, that you're going to need, you've already planted a seed for what you're going to need. And so it was awesome. I didn't really understand it back then as much as I understand it now. And I know that he gave me a level of comfort because he told me to give, and that was going to be what was going to help me have everything. And I went through I'm still in full-time ministry, but I went through 17 years, glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord, without a big check in my name. You know, I've had checks that where people gave to me and blessed me during that time. But, you know, that was just awesome, and it still is. And I know that I was living, and I'm still living from my giving, the giving that I did back, at that time. So, I remember singing this song. I think we all need a song of comfort that lets you know that God is with you. The song that blessed me so much was, I will never be the same again. I can never return. I close the door. I will walk a path. I'll run the race, and I will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was my song. And whenever I started feeling some kind of way, I would sing that song. I've left how life used to be, that comfort zone, and I was now in the comfort zone of the Lord. Hallelujah, and trusting, leaning, and relying on him for that comfort. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And last week we even talked about comfort food, Chinese food, apple pie, beef stew, biscuits and gravy. I know somebody's getting hungry. Cake and ice cream, chicken and dumplings. Hallelujah. And so some people, you know, lean on the comfort food. Now, I was in God's comfort zone, but I do have a comfort food, and he's working with me on it, but my comfort food is popcorn. And I can recall it, you know, eating that when I was a child. And that was the first, I think that was the first food I cooked was popcorn. I learned how to cook that, you know, many years ago. And that was before microwaves, and way before microwaves. Amen. Amen. And so last week, we're still kind of last week, you know, we talked about comfort, and what that means. And we talked a little bit last week about our comfort zone, and then we got into convenience. And convenience is a state of being able to proceed with something with little effort or difficulty. If it's convenient, it's not going to be hard. It's going to be just, you know, not that much effort and not very difficult. It's going to be, like, easy. Amen. And then when we go into, let's talk about this convenience. And what I thought about was when people, you hear people on their answering machine or their voicemail, and it says, I will call you at my earliest convenience. And there was a time where I was like, well, wait a minute. Suppose I need you outside of your convenience. And I think that, you know, maybe the Lord says that to us sometimes. I need to get you out of your convenience zone, your convenience area, because I may need you sooner than your earliest convenience. Amen. And hallelujah. So God has a way of taking us out of what we see as convenient and bringing us into his convenience. You know that scripture, we read it last week. It was Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And I believe this really speaks to getting us out of our comfort zone and our convenience. You know, especially convenience as well. It's Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's what it really means to come out of our comfort zone, go into God's comfort zone, come out of our convenience and go into God's convenience, where we take our labor that's heavy laden and our unrest and we give it to him. We take on his yoke. And we learn of him who is meek and lowly, and we'll find rest for our souls because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Hallelujah. So this week we wanted to talk about how comfort and convenience are tied together. Because what is convenient is advantageous. What is convenient is really effortless. And it's easy, you know, and that means that it comforts us for when something is to our advantage. We get comfort when there's not a lot of effort to it, and we have comfort when it's not hard, when it's easy for us. And I'll say it another way. When something is not to our advantage, and it takes a lot of effort, and when something is hard, it's definitely not convenient, and it's not comfortable for us. And discomfort and inconvenience can cause people to be angry and violent. And, you know, I look at what's going on in the world today. Since we've gone through the pandemic and we're still going through the pandemic, and I don't know if you've noticed, but people are more violent than we've seen and just angry at things. And I think about how a baby reacts when a baby is uncomfortable, whether they're wet or they're hungry or they have on too much clothing and they're hot. And then they start flailing around and start crying and turning red and getting angry, you know, because they are uncomfortable. And what's going on with them is not convenient. And this week I saw how people were, I mean, there's been fights on planes. I'm not talking about yelling fights. I'm talking about fisticuff fights on airplanes. And that the flight attendants are now learning how to protect themselves against people really who have been inconvenienced and who are discomforted and who are angry and violent. And so, you know, that's why it is so important for us to be able to go into God's comfort zone. And even into his convenience. The Lord said something in 2 Kings 3:18. And just the first part of it, it says, this is an easy thing in the eyes of God. And, you know, sometimes I have to think about this because things that seem to be so hard and so inconvenient, if I just go to God and say, Lord, you know, help me with this thing. And then it's like easy. It's an easy thing in God's eyes. I mean, I know this is kind of personal, but, you know, Mom went through something, Pastor Mom went through something one night, and it looked like it was going to be very inconvenient and very uncomfortable to take care of what she was going through. And both of us prayed together. And I'm telling you, God gave us wisdom. God gave us patience. God gave us, you know, he showed us what to do to handle and to take care of what was going on. And it just, I mean, it just was so quick that everything came together with joy in our hearts and peace in our hearts. And I go back and I think about that because, you know, that helps me to get through even more situations that seem to come out of the blue and bring discomfort and inconvenience. And so we praise God for that. Now, during this time, the Lord brought to my mind some things that in the Bible, some characters in the Bible, and, you know, and what they went through. You know, and one is David. I think David is a good example of getting out of your comfort zone and getting into God. Probably most of you already know Psalm 23. Let's say Psalm 23 together. I mean, I was just so blessed by this. The Lord put this together with comfort and convenience. He put it together with what David is going through in Psalm 23. So let's say Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Oh, you're going to repeat? We can all say it together. You know it, and other people know it as well. Let's say it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Mom. Amen. Amen. She didn't even have the Bible open. She was just saying it with us. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And so as I was talking to the Lord and just kind of meditating on this comfort and convenience, now part of this, I was looking up comfort and comfort zone, and the experts say that there is what happens when you come out of your comfort zone, that there are certain things that happen. And one of them is when you step out of your comfort zone, there is fear. There's fear. And then after that, if you continue on, go past the fear. If we continue on, we go past the fear into learning. And then past the learning into growth. Okay? And so I was looking at that, and I kind of thought about that a little bit and thought about how, you know, when I came out of my comfort zone, I mean, to go from a comfort zone of working on a job and you know, making the kind of money that I was making then to not having any money in the natural, there was a fear of the unknown, and the Lord gave me a peace. And it just came back to my mind, get back to David. It came back to my mind that the Lord, the way he talked to me, he said, you know, the Pope doesn't get a paycheck. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, the Pope doesn't get a paycheck. He said, but the Pope has everything that he needs. If he desires something, he can have it. If he wants to fly anywhere in the world and see anybody, he can do that. So the Pope doesn't get a paycheck. He's taken care of. I can take care of you just like that. And I was like, okay. So I was really blessed by that. You know, he knows how to talk to us and to tell us and to talk to us the way that we can receive it. You know, and so I really received that, you know, when he said that. And then also, I want to say, as I was reading this about coming out of your comfort zone and fear happening, so many times Jesus told his disciples, fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Because he knew that what he was doing was taking them out of their comfort zone. And the first thing that they were going to do is fear. And I think about what Joyce Meyer said. Sometimes you're going to have to do it afraid. You're going to continue, you got to continue to do what God has given you to do and go through the fear and come on the out on the other side of the fear. So David, he came out of his comfort zone. And, you know, as you read this, and especially with my mind on comfort and convenience, then the Lord could really minister to me on this, because it's so much word in Psalm 23 that blesses us. But from this particular angle, the Lord just began to just, you know, talk to me about this. And so just think about David. His father, Jesse, chose him. Okay? David had to come out of his comfort zone. His comfort zone was he was the youngest of his brothers. I think that there were eight of them. He was the youngest of them. And his father chose him to keep the sheep, to be the shepherd. And it was probably how it worked. You know, that was the job of the youngest one. As soon as they got old enough to be able to take care of the sheep, boom, they were out there with the sheep. So, but prior to David going out and being with the sheep, he was around his family. Now, David was the youngest. He was the baby. He was the baby boy. And babies are treated special. you know, because that's just how babies are treated. Babies are treated special. They're taken care of and everything. And his brothers might have been a little jealous of him because later on, you know, you find that they picked on him when his father sent him over to give them some food. They're like, well, who's taking care of them few sheep you got? We know you. We know how you are. So his brothers seem to be a little bit jealous of him. But David has stepped out of his comfort zone and his place of convenience because they are tied together. When David got out of his comfort zone, he was alone, and he was responsible for taking care of the sheep. There was no longer that comfort zone of the baby being taken care of. He realized that the Lord is his shepherd, you know, during that time where he came out of his comfort zone, and that he didn't lean on his other brothers, you know, to help him, to guide him when he was going through. He didn't even lean on his father anymore. And later on, we found out when he got with Saul and he was about to fight Goliath, we find out that God, that he was with God. He was way out of his comfort zone, by this, out of the human comfort zone, and he was in God's comfort zone. You know, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to slow down a little bit. Looking at verse 4, where it says, hallelujah. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. So we look at David, and he went through fear. So we're talking about coming out of our comfort zone, and the first step out of the comfort zone is fear. And so apparently David went through fear, and he made it through it, through the fear. And in that statement, we see the secret of overcoming fear, one of the secrets of overcoming fear. And what David said was, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. So repeat after me, Lord.
Lord,
I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid.
Because you are with me.
Because you are with me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we step out of that comfort zone. We're not going to be afraid. Hallelujah. And with me, as I was going into full-time ministry, I just didn't know. I didn't know where I was going to stay. I didn't know if I was going to have food. I knew he was going to take care of me. You know, some kind of way he was going to take care of me. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, he took care of me good and still is doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go back to David. And then if we look at another psalm where David talks about fear, and that's a very well-known psalm. Pastor Mom, you know this one. This is one of your favorites. Psalm 27. Say it with me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Amen. So David has dealt with coming out of his comfort zone even before, and he's looking at the Lord. He's looking at the Lord who is his shepherd, who is with him. He's looking at the Lord who is his light and his salvation. He's looking at the Lord who is the strength of his life. Hallelujah. So he's not going to be afraid. That's the secret. That's the secret. And we can look through the word of God and see that there are more secrets to getting out of our comfort zone and going through fear, going on the other side of fear. So the secret is that he's always with us. He is our light and darkness, and he is our strength and weakness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anything that's going on, he can get us through it. any situation, any circumstance, even though our comfort zone is shot, it's out the window, but now we're in his comfort zone. He's always with us. He's our light in darkness. His darkness is an uncomfortable thing for a lot of people. Amen. And then even being weak, that's very uncomfortable and extremely inconvenient, being weak and not being able to do the things that you used to be able to do. And so we look to God for our strength, even in weakness. And then David, he stepped into God's comfort zone and into his convenience. As we look at verse 4, amen. And, you know, saying, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And it talks about, it goes on to say, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So, you know, he knew where he was getting his comfort from. He was no longer leaning on himself or even his family to give him comfort. He got his comfort from the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So he knew the rod of the Lord would protect him from hurt, harm, or danger. Thank you, Pastor Price, for that last week. Glory to God. And then he knew that the Lord would comfort him every time. Well, excuse me, the Lord would correct him every time he got off course, even in the spirit of his mind. That's good comfort. That's God's comfort right there. Because sometimes I think there's a fear that I'll say that the enemy tries to put on us that we're not going to be able to follow the Lord, you know, or get off track with the Lord. Even in our in the spirit of our mind. Hallelujah. And so we can count on him to be able to do that. And then when we come out of our comfort zone, after we face fear and get past that fear, then we learn from the Lord. Hallelujah. And we can see what David learned from the Lord. And, you know, we go back into Psalm 23. He learned that the Lord would make him lie down in green pastures. He learned that, you know. And being in green pastures is rest, and that his food would be provided. As a sheep, that's where they get rest, in the green pastures, and that's where they eat. And then he learned that the Lord, that the Lord would make his food and his rest convenient for him and comfortable for him. There's that comfort and convenience of the Lord. He's going to make sure that we get rest and that we can eat. I'm going back and forth into, you know, what I went through going into full-time ministry. Now, when I first went in, I had a severance pay. And then, you know, I lived off the severance pay for a little while. But even with that severance pay, the Lord said he told me to take the bulk of that severance pay and seed it out. Because that wasn't going to last long. Even if I tried to kind of pinch and penny pinch and all of this stuff, that was only going to last for so long. But the sowing of seeds that he had me to do, that lasted then and is still lasting right now. So, you know, when it says he makes me to lie down in green pastures. So he allowed me to get some rest and not to even fear of how I was going to eat. You know, do what I'm saying for you to do, sow these seeds, and you're going to be cool. You're going to be just fine. And then the other thing that David learned was that the Lord would lead him beside still waters. And so here we go again. You know, green pastures, still waters. We're talking about rest and drinking. And so that he would have the drink, he would have, and waters we look at as the water of the word. Hallelujah. So lead him beside still waters, getting that rest from drinking in the natural and then even drinking the word of God in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And then also in his learning time, his learning curve time with the Lord, after he got out of the fear, was the Lord restored his soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions. Hallelujah. So that he could be all into God's comfort zone. God restored his soul, and he restores our soul. Because our mind may go into vain imaginations, what if then else situations and all of that, and get very emotional over things. But the Lord can restore that to him and restore that comfort and that peace and within us. And then what David learned in his learning curve time was, he learned that the Lord would lead him in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And so he didn't have to fear because he knew that the Lord would guide him and lead him in those preordained footsteps that God has laid out for him. And that's what God will do for us. And, you know, in speaking of myself and, you know, what I've been through, what I'm going through now, I've seen God lead me, you know, in preordained footsteps to have me to be at the right place at the right time for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we learn that, we are in God's comfort zone. And I'll share with you how he lets me know that I'm on the right path. One of the ways that he lets me know I'm on the right path, I'm at the right place at the right time, is I will see a Volvo. Now, that may not mean nothing to nobody but me, but it's like it's a relationship that we have. It's like you have a relationship, you know, with your spouse, and there are certain things that you can say to them, and they know right away, or you can even look at them a certain way, and they know, and nobody else knows that, and nobody else should know that. That intimate relationship that you have to know. You know, even being here with Pastor Mom, I can look at her and I know what's going on with her. If she looks a certain way or if she says something, and she says how even her mother, when Pastor Mom was caring for her mother would say, "Give me, when you go to the store, give me some of that Boucherbay." Well, nobody else knew what Boucherbay was but Mom. And so she knew right away that when my grandmother said, "Give me some Boucherbay," she meant bouillon cubes. Amen. So when you're with someone and you have that relationship, then, you know, you learn things of them. And so I learned that even now, if I see a Volvo, and I'll tell you the reason why we got into that. The Volvo thing was that he led me to buy a Volvo long time ago, and that was the first time I ever bought a vehicle with my own credit and in my name and everything. And so, and he was leading me back then to buy the Volvo, and so. So now Volvos are very special to me, and I got a whole bunch of Volvo stories I'm not going to get into right now, but when I see a Volvo, that's our sign for him to let me know you're at the right place at the right time. You're on the path. You're good. I don't care what the clock says. You're still on time. What the situation is, you're right on time. You know, continue on. And there are times where it's like he'll send me a Volvo Escort. If it's something, and I get, you know, I say that he really knows that he needs to put me in a good comfort zone, his comfort zone, really good. I was like on the highway, a Volvo will come on the highway in front of me. Then when I get on the street, one will be right next to me on the street, or make a turn in front of me so I'll see it in front of me. And then if I see a white Volvo SUV, then I really know I'm really, 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 really on time. And so that's just our relationship. And it has been tested, tried, and true many, 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 many times. Amen. And one day I'll stop and tell you more about it. But that's part of our learning with him. And then, you know, then we began to grow in him. So we've come from the comfort zone, gone through the fear, went to our learning curve, learning more about the Lord, and then we can go into growth. And we see that with David, even in this Psalm 23. David's life, growth in David's life happened when he saw the Lord called a time out. God called a time, enemy was attacking him. And then the Lord prepared a table for him, sat him down in the presence of his enemies, and gave him rest and a good meal in the presence of his enemies. Come on, somebody. Amen. And that's what God did for him. Hallelujah. So he began to grow even more as he saw that the Lord had taken care of his enemies and made a table for him in the presence of his enemies. And then the Lord promoted David by anointing his head with oil, and his cup ran over. Now, Samuel to come and anoint David as king, that's what he did. He anointed his head with oil. He had promoted David to be the king. And so then David was soaring in God's comfort. You know, you look back at what David had learned. You know, he killed a lion. He killed a bear. He knew that God was with him. He learned so much from the Lord. He's growing. God's anointed his head with oil. And now, David is just soaring in the Lord. Hallelujah. And he had grown in the Lord and the power of the Lord's might. And then David knew that surely goodness and mercy would follow him all the days of his life, and that he would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Now that's blessed assurance of God's comfort, God's comfort zone, and God's convenience that's available to us. And he wants us to walk in it, to run in it, and to soar in it. And when we have God's comfort and God's convenience, he can send us anywhere at any time. Hallelujah. We can be his arms. We can be his legs. We can be his mouthpiece anywhere at any time. Hallelujah. 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 So as we close, repeat after me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your comfort zone.
For your comfort zone.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your convenience.
For your convenience.
I lay hold to it.
I lay hold to it.
Right now.
Right now.
I know.
That goodness
and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And I my prayer is this, even as you were listening today, that God met you somewhere in here, that you found yourself, that you saw yourself, and that you saw, you can kind of look back and see where God has taken you out of your comfort zone and brought him and brought you into his comfort zone. Hallelujah. And, you know, where you are right now, you know, I believe all of us are out of the comfort zone. You know, we may still have a little fear, but God's going to get us through that fear. We may even have to do it afraid. And then we're all learning. We're learning more about him. And maybe we may have to go through a part where it's like, I'm not afraid in the name of Jesus. You are my strength. Hallelujah. And then walk on some more and learn some more about him. And every time a fear comes up, you know, we can like declare and decree that, that I will not fear because I know you're with me. I know you're with me. Hallelujah. And then going on into that growth where God is going to, like, anoint your head with oil, sit your enemies before you at a table. He's going to sit you at a table. Let them watch you eat with the Lord. Hallelujah. And that we all know that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. As we close, I want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I want to help you to, those of you who may not have led anybody to Jesus, I want to help you to get out of your comfort zone on that and get into his comfort zone, because he is the Lord of the harvest. And he wants to thrust us out into this harvest because the harvest field is white. People are ready to get saved all around and about us. Hallelujah. And if we stay in our comfort zone and don't step out of it to lead somebody to Jesus, we don't want them to go to hell. We don't want people to go to hell. And I was telling the children one time, I said, you know, that commercial, friends don't let friends drive drunk. And I said, friends don't let friends go to hell, you know, because we're in a comfort zone and not wanting to step out boldly and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. And they may not get saved right away, but you're still planting seeds. And even yesterday I was praying. I haven't done this in so long. It was such a good treat. I went and had my, I had a pedicure. And the lady who was giving me the pedicure, her name was Nancy, and she is from Vietnam. Well, her real name is Nu. But so she was giving me the pedicure. We were talking and everything. And I just prayed. I said, Lord, can I tell her about Jesus? How can I tell her about you? And she told me she's a Buddhist. And the first thing I thought, a Buddhist is working on my feet? No, I did. You know, the Lord wanted someone to talk to her about Jesus. And so I said, how can I talk to her? And the Lord just gave me a way to talk to her. She's about to go to school and be a nurse. And so he had me to give her a testimony of when I had a hard time in school. I was training to be a computer programmer, and I was having a hard time, and I prayed, and I called on the name of Jesus, and he helped me through that and, you know, helped me to finish that class. And so that's how he told me to minister to her and then to let her know that she can call on the name of Jesus and just say, you know, show me who you are. I don't know anything about you. Show me. And I said, and he will. So I know some seeds were planted on yesterday. Hallelujah. And so every Sunday, as much as I can, we'll give you these scriptures, and that is John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. John 3:16, say it with me if you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And so saying a prayer, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what Jesus said, who he is, and what the Bible says. Making a choice to believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've already prayed it once with all your heart, you are born again. And so I'm just asking you to pray it now so that you're ready to when it's time to step out of your comfort zone, lead someone to Jesus, you will know how to do it. You will be prepared. You will not be afraid. It'll just come right out of you, and they will be saved. Hallelujah. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
And
help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible.
That I'm saved.
That I'm saved.
I'm born again. And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord for you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. We lift up anything that's going on right now, any technical difficulties in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is over it right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And Lord God, we just lift up all of those who prayed the prayer for the first time. We thank you, Lord God, that you just sealed them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, and you fill them with your Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Power to walk right, power to do right, and power to live right in you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you just call this number, 516-418-5699, on Sunday. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., we want to welcome you. We want to welcome you to be a part of ministry. We praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was getting some text messages in here. Praise God. Pray that all is well. Amen. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Someone texted and said that they couldn't hear me. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Hopefully you guys can hear me now. Amen. My mute is not on. Hallelujah. All is well. I'm opening up the lines for those who are left. I know something was going on. Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you. Just
so you can
hear. Okay. Sister Monica, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you, Aunt Bobby.
Okay, thank you. Sister Debbie and Sister Carrie, Mr. Carrie?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, praise God. Well, we looked that up because, I looked up and so many people were, like, gone. And I was like, what in the world? So we know that God's word does not return unto him void or empty, but it's going to accomplish all that he pleases in the place where he sends it, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So if you all have any comments or you have a prayer request, press your number one key. I may just open up the lines again. If you have any comments, questions, or any prayer requests, as I'm opening the lines, just quickly, thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. Okay, I'll open up your line. Anyone else, if you want to say anything, press your number one key. Hi, Minister Carey.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy. Thank you so I just thank the Lord so much for this word today. First of all, I wanted to just acknowledge to everyone the prayer that you prayed for my for John. He came home. He's at home now and he's doing fine. His respiratory rate and everything went fine and everything came in order. So he's at home now and he's doing well. So I want to really thank everyone for joining in, lifting him up in prayer.
Amen.
Also,
thank you. Thank you for letting us know about that. And so happy that he's doing better. Praise God.
Yes, because he was having problems. He had COVID and he was couldn't breathe and they were blood mm-hmm. pressure up, his sugar. Blood sugar was elevated, so everything came into order. So they sent him home, and now he's resting at home.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting. I want to thank you for the word today. It was just a confirmation of something that I have been praying for. About doing this week, you know, because sometimes in nursing, you know, when you was talking about your job in nursing, when I was in nursing, sometimes, you know, when something, a client, a patient or somebody come in, just suddenly, all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to get in order, you know, to move quietly and see everything that's going on and then step forward. And sometimes when I'm I'm thinking and I say, okay, Lord, I'm anxious and that fear comes in and, you know, your heart rate go up. And so this week I was kind of addressing that to the Lord, just really talking to him about it because things do come suddenly, you know. Okay, then you have to move out. And sometimes that fear will halter you. And so I was looking in the book of Ephesians about that. And you just took it and just really addressed everything that it was saying. That chapter in Ephesians 5, down from like the 15th verse over to the 20th verse. And it was... it just answered, it confirmed the things that I was just really seeking the Lord about. And if you don't mind, can I read it too long?
So you go ahead.
Okay.
Mr. Carey, go ahead.
Okay. It said, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Then it said, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is, and do not get drunk on wine, which leads, you know, da da da. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So, in being filled with the Spirit, it was telling me, you know, as I was, okay, just relax. Start speaking, like with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. So, when I get real anxious. Mm-hmm. Then I remember the Psalms, like you went over into Psalms 23, and I started saying the Psalms. The Holy Spirit reminded me of the Psalms. And then worship really minister to my spirit. And so then begin to sing songs to the Lord. And then as I do that, then I yield into the Holy Spirit listening, and then I move out and the fear leaves. So it was just like he was just really speaking, like what he was kind of speaking to me. I'll never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm with you.
All of him
is here. I'm going to take you through this. Just relax, and you're going to come through it. Amen. So it was just it just confirmed it in so many other ways. I won't go any further. But thank the Lord for the word that you gave today.
Amen. Thank you. You know what? Thank you for sharing, because what confirmed for you something confirmed something for me as well. And there's a scripture that the Lord has had me just really looking at lately. Is Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And I'm trying to think if it was this morning or yesterday that he said that's what I'm going to be speaking about in September.
Okay.
So, I mean, he put the word together for that, because what the Lord is saying now is time to laugh and it's time to sing. And that's going to get us past some things, and even like, you know, like any, like fear, anxiety, you know, to help to put us into his comfort zone while things are going on all around and about us. So that was a confirmation. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank God.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, I love when God does that. Hallelujah. Amen. Did anyone else want to say anything? I got your note, Minister Mary, what you were saying. Let me see. Minister Mary said, great message on comfort and convenience, fear, learning, and growth. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to my heart today. One word from the Lord can change our lives. Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Mary, for your note. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Debbie, I'm going to open your line. After that, I see Minister Rachel and then Pastor Price. Praise God. Sister Debbie,
yes,
hi.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I can.
I enjoyed that word, as always. Great word. And talking about, I have been thinking about the word comfort. And I say, I'll ask you all to keep Ebony up in prayer, because Friday she had just paid her car note. And then an hour after that, you know, somebody hit her coming off the highway. But she wasn't hurt, no really serious injuries or anything. But I know how that can be now that, you know, she feel like she's taken out of her comfort zone because she don't have a car until it gets repaired. So I just say keep her up in prayer. But she didn't have any, you know, no physical injuries, but she said she's still sore from the impact. So
okay.
That's
what, yesterday or Friday?
Friday.
Okay. Now, was Monica in a car accident too?
No, that's David's, one of David's other distant cousins named Monica. This other young lady, she's older than Monica.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we live too. Okay. I thought that was
okay.
I was like, that's my Monica.
No.
Oh, that's your daughter. But I prayed anyway. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. So we're going to lift up Ebony. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Ebony to you right now in Jesus' name. We speak to any injury symptoms, and say that no injury symptom can set in. It cannot lay hold. It cannot go any course, but must cease and desist even right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you that she has no injury symptoms, that she was not hurt badly, that she's still and yet in the land of the living. We thank you for that, Lord God, and we know that you did have your angels encamped all around and about her. And so we bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name. We thank you for even protecting the children. Hallelujah, because the children could have been there as well. And so we just thank you, Lord. And also we thank you that we know somehow, some way, you're going to work this together for good for Ebony in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, even as she slows down a bit, that she'll get to know you more and more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. For sharing that, Sister Debbie. Minister Rachel, for opening up your line.
Hello?
Your line is open. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. I was hearing songs. I'm also going to say hi to everyone on the line and everyone stay encouraged. I really do like hearing more about the comfort, how God is our, you know, comfort, and even from the way he had you to do it and had you to live it out to even share it with us. So I'm grateful for that. I've been, I'm going to say this, I have been truly living in his favor year after year.
But she said, never mind.
Because that's a good thing, but it has been uncomfortable at times. Because he's letting me know he's in control, even though, stuff we've been going through. Financially, I know I'm divorced, and when I was together with my husband, he had information on us that when I filed together with him, when I used to work, he was able to reap that blessing together for us to do the right thing by the kids. But since I've not been with him, different things have been happening. But God has been still taking care of me and my family. I mean, I have asked God questions and stuff like that and of things I had to repent about. But I just thank him for his mercy and his grace. And I just thank him for his favor.
Uh-huh.
And God bless you all.
Goodbye.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye. Amen. Bye-bye, girls. Amen.
Bye.
And Malachi said bye-bye.
Oh, I'm sorry, Malachi. Bye. Amen. Amen. We continue to lift you all up in prayer. And, I know there's going to come a time when God's going to have you to write a book about all of the things that you have been through. And the favor of the Lord has been upon you and your children. And you are definitely out of your comfort zone and into God's comfort zone. Hallelujah. And I know things are maybe not all that you know that they're going to be, but they're getting there. Praise God. And so we continue to keep you in prayer. And you are a wonderful testimony of what God is doing. Amen. Now, people aren't seeing that. And maybe not even you are seeing it, but God sees it. Hallelujah. And he's going to take you and your children all the way. Hallelujah. Amen. And I pray by the Spirit of the Lord that I'll be able to see all that God is doing in you. Amen. And in your children. And we praise God for you. Amen. We're going to open the line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Hi, good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom. You all did so well. Pastor Mom, I thank God for you doing so well in the prayer, and praise God. God was dealing with me about you this morning, Pastor Mom, and he's given and downloaded me a certain solution for you. And I won't discuss it right now, but he showed me something to do concerning you, Pastor Mom. And so I thank God for you and love you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And Apostle. And Apostle, I just thank God. This was a very important message by God today. You can tell when things are important on God's heart, when they're on his heart, and he begins to give his servants messages that can be able to bless the hearts of each one of us. Because this message blessed my heart. There was a certain insight and things that God gave into my spirit. Thank you so much. Because, you know, sometimes we can get in our comfort zone, our own personal comfort zone, apart from Christ and personal natural things, that God wants to move us into his comfort zone. So I thank you so much for that word. When I was interviewing, and one of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 11:28-29, and about coming out of our comfort zone into his, and that is a rest zone. I believe that his comfort zone, when I saw it, I said, that's our rest zone. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so I thank God for you and that message. Hallelujah. So I thank God for you with that, because you ministered that this morning. And I think about you and I, Apostle. I have many God children. I have many, many God children, spiritual and God children. And I see that in the spirit realm, when God had, he'll have us with Elijah's, with Elijah's. And Elijah got double the portion of what was on Elijah's life. And he went on to do what God would call him to do. And many of my God children and spiritual and God children, I see them just soaring. And I can always tell ones that have been kind of around me a little bit in certain areas. I'm not talking about you, because you have, you know, that's why God will always separate us from people so that he can give them their identity. But there are certain things that you'll begin to see. I'll see some of my God children. There's a reason. I see some of my God children, and I was in a hospital one time, and I had a little girl who used to climb up in bed with me. She was my goddaughter. Her mom and I were friends, but she would come over to the house, and the first thing she wanted to do is climb up in my bed with me, and I would just pray for her and pray with her. And I hadn't seen her since she was a little girl, because her and her mom moved. They'd been through a lot, and they had moved, but I was in the hospital. I was at the hospital, and I was sitting in the waiting room and just waiting for I was there with someone having a baby. So we were in the process of waiting for the baby to be born. And this young girl, a young lady, she wasn't a little girl. She was in her 20s. And she began to talk to us. And I said, that girl sounds just like me. I said, Lord. I said, look like I know that girl. I know her. I said, what you say your name is? What is your name? And then she told me, I said, girl, I'm your godmama. And we began to laugh, and it was just a wonderful blessing. And I've seen this happen, I'm telling you, more than once, even recently, just recently. I'm going to go through the next one and the ones that I've seen. Well, when I thought about you and the parallel of what God has done in our lives, is God used me many, many years ago. I give him glory. I give him praise. I give him honor, because it truly was him that sent me, as you said the other night, to every place that you were at. And it was God that did it. Yeah. Sometimes I'd be there, just really going through. And then you took me to Applebee's, and we didn't know if I could even eat, because I'd been fasting for so long. But God let us eat and let us eat. But this is the part I wanted, why I brought all that up, was that I thought about when your song, I Will Never Be the Same. That has been one of my all-time favorite songs. I Will Never Be the Same by Darlene Sheck. And somebody would think that we were, you know, because my children sometimes say, you and I, Barbara, so much alike. Y'all just so much alike, they would say, because we like, fried green tomatoes and there are some salmon croquettes and certain things we like that are alike. But also spiritually, there are things we like. I noticed that a lot of some of the music, and I was listening back to your intro that you used to have many years ago. And Clinton, I think his name is Clint. I'm trying to think of Clint's name, but he's an excellent song. And that used to be Clint Brown. And he is one of my all-time favorites that I listen to even now, and it blesses my heart. And I didn't know, didn't even remember back then that that was your entry song for your program a long time ago. So I was praising God for you, and just wanted to say that. Then as you continued on with about the comfort, that one of the first things that happens when we move out of our comfort zone is fear. And we have to come against fear. When when my husband went to be with the Lord, and for many, many, many years, I've been in a comfort zone where he was concerned because God used him. He was, as it should be, he was my covering. And would, you know, always had the lion's share of the finances and everything. And many times he would just let me do with the little what I had coming in. He would let me do what I wanted to do, like go buy toilet paper for the house, paper towels are luxury for that time, and different things. And so I praise God for that and give God glory for that. But when my husband passed, my in the natural comfort zone was gone. And I'm telling you, it was a scary, it had been, and I'm still overcoming right now. So listening to the message today really, really blessed my heart. I mean, it blessed my heart to be able to know that when we do come out of that, you gave us a pathway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you. Thank God for that pathway. Because after we leave from that fear part, then there's the learning, you said. Then after we leave that learning part, there's the growth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and I thank God for that. I thought about where it changed my heart today, too. It really changed my heart about Psalms 23. I mean, every time this Psalms 23 is becoming more and more alive to me. I mean, of course, we know it by heart. We can quote it, but it has changed my life. Hallelujah. When you were ministering, as you ministered today, when David was saying, and he began with, "The Lord is my shepherd," all of a sudden, the Lord transported me in the spirit to let me see. He said, "Helen, remember, he was a shepherd. David was a shepherd who tended to the sheep." Mm-hmm. And in his poetry and in his psalmistry, he began to say, he began to equate me to what he had been to his sheep. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." He knew that he didn't let his sheep went, those sheep that David was tending to not want for anything. And the Lord said, "Now, you've never tended to any," I'm talking about personal sheep out there. He said, "sheep out there." He said, "but your comfort zone when you were coming up was your mom and dad." Like you said, mom and dad always made sure they provided for us. And we had a comfort zone as children. Like you said, we didn't ever have no lights cut off or no gas cut off. We always had so much food that even neighbors partook of our food. We had freezers that we would get up in the morning. I would get up in the morning and cook a chuck steak for breakfast, a big old thick chuck steak on the griddle. Mom always had a wonderful stove with a griddle in it in the middle where I put that on there and turn that thing over before I got ready to go to school and sit down and eat me a part of a chuck roast before I went to school. I had plenty of protein. So the Lord said, if you were going to do like David did, he said, "Helen, you would say, 'The Lord is my father and my mother, and I shall not want.'" He said, you could make your own psalm up for that God is, you know, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," because he learned of God as his shepherd, but also he learned of being a shepherd. So I was thankful to God that it took me back to think about how that we never wanted for things when we were children. I never knew we were supposed to be, quote, poor. I didn't learn until I got later that we were supposed to be the poor and disadvantaged because we never knew what it was to be poor. And then even I thought about when Amber got up to be big, and we were talking about what is that, welfare. And Amber said, "Mom, because her dad is taking care of her and all through the Lord blessing us even to always have a job and things," she said, "Mom, what's welfare? What does that mean? What is welfare?" Because she didn't know and equate what welfare was. So I thank God so much for the word that you gave and for what God used you to be able to give us that course of action that we could take. And then one more thing, I thought about, I laughed because I said Devolvo anointing seems to be contagious. We were just really commenting. And when I go out with Joy and Amber, And we go to, you know, the different places, and especially when we traveled this past summer and we were traveling, one of the things that they would always look for, because they got that from you, Apostle, but it was so appropriate, because they'll say, oh, Mom, look, there's a Volvo. I think it was yesterday we were out and about, and Amber said, okay, we're on time. There's a Volvo. What color is the Volvo, they'll say? White for purity, blue for faith, silver for right speaking. They'll be going. And then something I've never seen before, a couple of things happened in our travels as we were traveling about the Volvo. First of all, I'd never seen a Volvo, a transfer truck, huge Volvo transfer truck. And we said, ooh.
That's what they are.
And we said, ooh. We said, that's good time. God, and God. Then we came up on a Volvo dealership that had, like, trucks and all kind of things as we were on our traveling. We got so excited about the Volvos and thanking God for it. And so it would always let us know that, like you said, that we were on time and on the right path, in the right place, at the right time and on the right path. So I just want to thank God for the complete message of this, to have that blessed assurance, because I need it at this time. I need it so I can walk in God's rest. I need it so I won't walk in fear. And one more little thing with that, I thought about when you talked about that, when people are not in the comfort zone, or and especially God's comfort zone, they can get angry and frustrated. One of my children, when they were little, one of my children, because most of all the family was grown, she would get frustrated. And I've never seen a child, now she never did it toward me. She didn't spit at me, but she couldn't beat them up. So all she could do was spit at them. And because it would be kicking her through. And so she got so frustrated. And I often wondered why some little children spit. Well, there are some people now that I saw where a lady came and spit in a man's face. And they had it on there. Yeah, she spit in a young man's face. They were standing, and because, you know, so many people, they have so many opinions about this pandemic on the vaccines, who should take it, who should not take it, who should wear a mask, who should not wear a mask, and some people get very angry. And this particular woman spit in a young black man's face. And when I watched it, it made me cringe to watch it, you know what I'm saying, to see that. But I also knew the impetus of it, that she was frustrated and angry. So I have to understand that she was frustrated and angry from her perception, from the things that she perceived at that time. So I want to thank God for that word, because it is a life-changing word. It has spoken to my heart. It has set me on a course correction. So Helen, don't fear. Don't fear. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I've always provided for you, and I will yet provide for you. I am your Savior, your Lord, your God. I will do it. And then I have to say this, as I will close, Pastor Apostle, when Pastor Mom, when every time I've gotten to the point where I thought, Lord, how are we gonna do this? How we gonna do this, Daddy God? How we gonna do this? And what I found out, He already knew what He was gonna do. In fact, sometimes we would already be released, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it was already released, but I didn't even know it. And I would look around and I said, oh, you can see, I already knew what I was going to do. Because I knew what I was going to do. Now I've got to rest in Him. I've got to trust in Him. I've got to find my comfort zone in God. So I thank God for, I don't thank God. I used to really sometimes feel sorry. That's why Peter, when Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, and He told him what He was going to do, what was going to happen, and Peter took Jesus, laid hands on Jesus and took Him, and said, oh, no, Lord, don't you go through that. No, no, you can't go. And He said, get behind me, Satan. For you don't savor the things that be of God, but be of men. Well, many years ago, I was thinking about when you were going through, because we watched what you went through. And when you were going through, and we knew what kind of job you had come from. I called you my rich sister. Six figures, no matter how you put it, is rich. I watched my rich sister, who bought me my first ever $100-and-some dress. Then somebody else wanted it, and they got that dress from me later on. But you took me shopping and would take me shopping and all those kind of things. I know about my, quote, rich sister. I called you my rich sister. And to see you come, and I would get sometimes scared for you. Sometimes I would feel sorry. And the Lord, He said, I got her. He's our God. He said, you got to trust me, Lord. And then when the 1 year came that when now that you have the apartment, 1 year can go a long fast. That's why the Lord said, if you get
right.
something paid for you for a month, you can get some paid for you for a year, you can get some paid for you for 5 years. That time will go by so quick till you look around and say, what? You know, so I saw God walk you through it. I saw God bring you through it. And the same God that brought you through in his comfort zone and his convenience, and is yet bringing you through because we still need him. We need thee every hour. I thank God for you. And so I just want to praise God for that message. I was very excited about it today and reminded of some things that you've been through in your life and in my own life, what God has brought me through, and to make course correction to say, Helen, okay now, you need to trust in the Lord with all your heart and let him be your comfort and convenience. So God bless you, love you, sis, and thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price, for sharing. Hallelujah. It made me just think about a whole bunch of other things. And you know what? I think that's like one of the greatest, I don't want to use the word compliments, but I think that that's what God wants to get out of a message. You know, when you give a message by his spirit, is to touch people's hearts and then he in their life, you know, where they find themselves in the message, and then he can minister to that person about, you know, things going on in their life and even in the past. And I want to say to you, Pastor Price, by the Spirit of the Lord, and I really want to say this to everybody, but for you in particular, I'm hearing the Lord say, look for back blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be in a high state of expectation. That there's something or seeds that you've sown in the past that are coming up now. There are blessings that didn't make it to you that are about to make it to you now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That's for me too. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Pastor, I'm leaving your line open because Pastor Mom wants you to do the closing prayer, but we're not there yet. Okay?
All right.
So you can put your phone on mute, but Pastor Mom wants you to pray us out today. The Lord told me to read something today, and I had completely forgotten about it, and it just came back to me. It's not that long. It's really from, I've been reading the 40 Days with Jesus, Celebrating His Presence by Sarah Young. She's the author of Jesus Calling. And this, you know, when I was reading through it, I put in the margin God's comfort zone. And it says, trust me by relinquishing control into my hands. Let go. And recognize that I am God. This is my world. I made it, and I control it. Yours is a responsive part in the litany of love. I search among my children for receptivity to me. Guard well this gift that I've planted in your heart. Nurture it with the light of my presence. When you bring me prayer requests, lay out your concerns before me. Speak to me candidly, pour out your heart, then thank me for the answers that I have set into motion long before you can discern results. When your requests come to mind again, continue to thank me for the answers that are on the way. If you keep on stating your concerns to me, you will live in a state of tension. When you thank me for how I'm answering your prayers, your mindset becomes much more positive. Thankful prayers keep your focus on my presence and my promises. Amen. 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 So he just wanted me to share that with you today. And I always write things in the margins of this. And what I wrote was, Lord, this is your world. You made it, and you control it. Amen. Hallelujah. That helps me a lot. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready to close now. I want to tell you what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then we're going to have Pastor Price to close us out in prayer. Keep Pastor Mom in prayer, you all, always. You know, she was doing pretty good, and right now her shoulder and her neck is bothering her some, so she's just kind of resting here for a moment. But what's going on the Get 'Em Radio broadcast is on tomorrow we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching program, and it's at 12 noon tomorrow, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's always so good. It's not a program where we open up the line so you get the Bible teaching, and, you know, it's not a back and forth talking, but it's really, really good, and she helps us to dig into the Word of God even more. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We invite ones to pray in tongues with us. You can volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. We have 4 volunteers, and we pray for about an hour in the spirit and then in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It has been no less than awesome. Amen. God has he's just moved by his spirit in so many great ways with miracles, let me tell you. And he's telling us things that are going on in the world before they happen. And we're praying about it. Praise God. Then on Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be September already. Wednesday, September the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that will be our prophetic healing. We'll have Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife Linda Hawkey with us. We have seen miracles, healing miracles right there on the line. The last time, I think there were 8 healings that happened. We have seen hearing come back into the ears of people. Hallelujah. And so we give God all the, if you're going through something or you know someone who is, please let them know about that. Mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and that's going to be September the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number, 516-418-5699. On this Thursday, we are ending our series for August. We have Pastor Sheila Scott, who is an AME itinerant elder, and that's kind of in our language, the senior pastor of her church, Imani AME Church, here in St. Louis. And she is just the awesome woman of God. Her husband, Minister Mike, has come on with us and said some things and spoke. We had such a wonderful time hearing about their romance. We got all up in their business last week, and we found out, you know, how they met. And then within 2 years, they got married, and, you know, we heard all about that. They were very transparent, and we just had a great time with them. And on this Thursday, she is going to be preaching the word, and she is she's been preaching in between, and so it's going to be just wonderful to just give her that time for her to preach on this Thursday. Amen. And that'll be 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, Pastor Sheila Scott. Next Sunday, we'll be back here with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and our guest church. This is the fifth Sunday on the 29th, next Sunday. Our guest church is going to be the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, hallelujah, with Pastor Helen Price. Glory to God. Hallelujah. so we're, you know, looking forward to Memphis Covenant Faith just doing the entire church service on next Sunday. And we've been, I believe what we're going to do is to have them on every fifth Sunday, and that would be great. So then, you know, expect to hear from Minister Joy and Minister Amber as well. Praise the Lord. And then get yourself ready for September. I'm just going to say a little bit about that right now. September, we are so excited on the Get 'Em Radio broadcast. In September, we're going to have Pat Price is going to do, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, Lord Jesus. Okay. Here we go. In September, Pastor Price is going to do a boot camp for us, and it's going to be basic training in spiritual warfare. Come on, somebody. Boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. And we're going to, she's going to be doing that on Thursdays in September, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. I believe that this is a timely message. I've heard parts of it. She has her, and you can tell us about this, Pastor Price, before when I, as you get ready to close. She's doing some of that on Wednesday night with her broadcast. She's on Zoom on Wednesday nights, and so I'll let her tell you about that. And so, you know, I heard her start doing this on her broadcast, and the Lord was saying, yes, that needs to be in more places than one place. So we're going to be doing that on Get 'Em Radio every Thursday. We may do something else that first Thursday and just interview her, and then the rest of the – there's five Thursdays in September. So whatever we're going to do with Pastor Price, by the Spirit of the Lord, it's going to be good. Amen and amen. So I think that's all we have for now. Pastor Price, tell us about Wednesday night and how people can get in touch with what you're doing on Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then let us know about that, and then close us out in prayer.
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle. I give glory to God for today. I know that right now, I know it's time for Pastor Mom to lay down and either to eat and lay down and rest also. I thank God for even you mentioning about our date night with Jesus. He started us with a date night in Jesus on Wednesday after we had had a revival for, I think, about a week's revival. And in that date night, logistically, he wanted us to begin to get basic training in spiritual warfare, basic training in the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Armed Forces. As they go in, they have to be trained so that they can know the values, the creed, the values of each branch of the service that they go into. They have to know their weapons. They have to know what kind of clothing to wear. And so we as believers, God said, I want to be able to train my people. He said, I'm going to use you like a mentor. I would be like your staff sergeant in the spirit, not somebody drilling you in the sense of beating up on somebody, but to be like a mentor, a drill sergeant in the spirit, but a good drill sergeant by the goodness of God through him, goodness through me. And he said, I want to be able to train people in their identity package because they got to know who they are. He said, I've got to want them to be trained in the armor of God and the weapons of God. He said, and this is going to take a little time to be able to do that. He said, so that my people will be equipped to go forth and to have longevity in this land to finish the course that we're called to do. So I thank God for that. And we, every Wednesday, the only way I think that you may be able to access it is to be able to go on my Facebook page. And on my Facebook page, I put an announcement on there for the Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock Eastern time, not Eastern, Central time with that. So this 6 o'clock Eastern Central time.
is when the Zoom service starts. So I welcome anybody to come as the Holy Spirit would lead. Now, as I get ready to close out in a word of prayer, there's a couple of things. One, as I pray, I'm going to be praying for Pastor Mom. One of the weapons of our warfare is the prayer of agreement. And so if two of you shall agree on earth as touching, that anything that they shall ask by my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done. And so we want to touch an agreement for Pastor Mom. The word of God says in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30, one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000. There is power in united prayers. We join our faith for Pastor Mom and her shoulder and down her on her neck and down her arm as we come. And then the name of Jesus is our primary weapon. It's like our 9mm in the spirit, the name of Jesus, that every knee of things in the heaven and in the earth has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. So we are looking today to join in prayer so that we can come against this thing that is trying to torment and come against Pastor Mom. The next thing is I get ready to go into prayer. Also, this is for somebody as we give our closing prayer and the benediction. The Lord said, as the benediction is spoken today, he said, pay close attention to the benediction. He said, because I want you to remember, he said that he's able. God said, I have the ability, I'm able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. So that's what we're going to do today as we go into prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we just worship you today and we thank you so much for all that you have done already. We thank you for this blessed service. We thank you, Lord God, for what you laid upon Apostle's heart to be able to impart to us by your precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, we thank you today that you had your way today. Oh, you took us through a mighty journey, Lord God, and I thank you and praise you for who you are in our lives and for what you've done and what you're yet going to do on our behalf. And I worship you and thank you, Lord God Almighty, and thank you for what you've done. As we come this day, kind Heavenly Father, we join this day as we close out in this service in agreement for Pastor Mom for her healing, health, and wholeness. Lord Jesus, we knew that when you were here walking on this earth, you would rebuke a thing, and then you would give it a charge. And then you told us, Lord God, based upon your word, you've given us authority in Luke 10:19. You've given us authority to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the work of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. You've given us a name. You've given us power of attorney to use your name, Philippians 2 and verse 10 and 11. You said to us that every knee of things in the heaven, in the earth, and under the earth has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. As we come this day and we lift up Pastor Mom to you, we lift up this pain and discomfort that has been on her neck and down her arm. Lord, if it's for Pastor Mom, whoever it stands for, and all that it stands for, we speak to that pain. We speak to that discomfort. We speak to that spirit of infirmity. And we command you, we rebuke it. We rebuke it, and we charge and command it in Jesus' name to leave Pastor Mom and not return to her in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and even now we apply it to Pastor Mom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now, Lord God, that we lay hold to and call forth healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovery to Pastor Mom's arm. Down in that arm, down in the neck, we apply the word like a medicine and said, let there be healing. Let there be wholeness. Let there be wellness. Let there be soundness. Let there be recreated miracles in Pastor Mom's body in the name of Jesus Christ. And remember again, pain and discomfort, you must bow your knee to the name of Jesus, to the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Mom, to the word of God, even now that we decree and declare Exodus 15:26, Lord God, that you are the Lord God that healeth Pastor Mom in every cell, every organ, and every system of her body, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, in Jesus' name. Now in the benediction, in Jude, we say your benediction now unto him, that is now unto him, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And I turn it back over to you, Apostle, in Jesus' name. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price, so much. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. And have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day.